Well, a little extra inning baseball here in Region 15C.
Stearns County League President Tom Ludwig would call it free baseball.
Right? Free baseball, yeah.
You paid for the first nine. Now it's on the house.
1-1 our score. Reed Funnenstein continues to throw for the Luxembourg Brewers. I think it'd probably be tough taking the ball away from Reed in this ball game. He'll face number 9, 1-2, Matthew Schlungen. And then Zach Mortson, Brian Schlungen. Kerb, we haven't seen a home run yet.
We have not.
Tournament. A few doubles. No triples. Schlungen swings and misses. Strike one.
We had a triple last night. Carter Thielen.
Well, that's right. We did. Carter had one. Yes. I take that back. Schlungen will take strike two from Funnenstein, 0-2.
Funnenstein leads. Are anyone ever going to score in this thing?
Yeah. Martin's get a run in the second. Luxembourg a run in the eighth. Here's a chopper up the middle. Ethan Fruth fields the high hop. Cross the diamond. 6-3 on the putout of Matthew Schlungen. One down. And Zach Moritz steps up to the plate here in the 10th inning. Zach 0 for 4 tonight. Mort's the right-hander facing Funnenstein, the right-hander. That big breaking ball, Reed starts up at the hitter's head, Kirby. That's second hitter, actually third hitter we've seen bail tonight.
Because then it's received almost just a little inside. He's got a strike on it before, I believe.
Mort's will take a ball again and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Reed Funnenstein kicks and delivers. That's low and 3-0.
Three wide ones. Moritz reached last time on an air.
He's a patient hitter, Zach Moritz is. He'll make a pitcher work. 3-0.
Give you $100 if he swings here.
There is a strike right down the middle and 3-1.
Hope my wife's not listening.
Three balls, one strike, one out, nobody on. Reed Funnenstein rears back and fires. There's strike two called. Count full now to Zach at 3-2.
3-0 to 3-2. He doesn't want him to get the free pass. Make him earn it, right?
Absolutely.
Come in with something here.
Three balls, two strikes to Zach. On deck, Brian Schlungen. Moritz, a check swing. Bounces it off the plate, and Funnenstein tries to barehand it. Can't make a play, and Zach Moritz is going to be safe.
Did he have to do that?
I don't know.
I think he could have did that with his glove instead of
trying to barehand. I thought he could have done it with his glove and planted.
Gumby go hit there, Randy?
Yep. Yep.
Matt says Matt gets.
That'll bring Brian Schlungen to the plate. Brian with a hit tonight in four at-bats. Now we'll see Funnenstein work with Zach Moritz over at first, and Brian puts a bunt down the third baseline, and it just rolls foul. Now if that holds, Schlungen's on first.
Absolutely.
So Brian tried to push the base runner Moritz over to a second. Kyle Leeser on deck.
Well, it's close. Sometimes those flop shots just sit like there, too.
They do, yep. Maybe the Myrgrove grass, that might have just dropped in there, that grass, a little bit longer than I think El Rosa's is. 0-1 the count to Brian Schlungen. Zach is lead. He'll go. Pitch is high. Here's the throw. Not in time as it's bobbled by Clark. Moritz with the stolen base.
So I love the aggressiveness, Randy.
Yeah.
We saw it from Knaus, and we're seeing it here from Leeser as Moritz, make him throw you out. Both catchers really good, and Zach got a good jump. Solid throw from Beckman, but as you had said, Clark couldn't pick it and slide underneath. Now the go-ahead run, 90 feet closer.
One ball, one strike to Brian Schlungen. See if the veteran for the Martins can come through here. Big breaking ball by Reed. Brian couldn't do nothing with that, and one ball, two strikes. 1-2. Moritz will take the lead at second. Bruce trying to keep him close, and a swing and a miss at the pitch in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher, Beckman. He's going to throw to first, and he throws wildly, scoring Moritz from third.
Unreal.
Oh, my.
You got to be kidding me. Strike three in the dirt. Moritz gets to third base, and the throw from a normally sure-throwing Beckman sails. They score a run on a strikeout. How do these guys keep doing this stuff?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So Brian Schlungen reaches first. He's at first after striking out. Coming across to score Zach Moritz. And boy, once that throw sailed, Zach just took off, and he scored easily from third. So still only one out for the Martins, and now Kyle Leeser.
Yeah, with this guy up.
Kyle Leeser on the night. 1-for-3.
Keep an eye on Brian, Randy.
Hit by a pitch. As Leeser, a check swing and ruled a strike in 0-1.
Scoring from second on a strikeout.
Mm.
Just like you drew it up.
The ball's one strike. Funnenstein looks down to Beckman. Quick throw to first and Schlungen back safely.
I think Reed's thinking like I'm thinking. Brian might be on the move here.
0-1 the count to Kyle Leeser. Schlungen fakes that he's going. Here's a ground ball to third. And Orth pauses, can't make the play because Brian Schlungen got a huge jump. Lanko's going to chase the ball. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's wild. Hits Schlungen in the face. Brian slides safely, but he took that one right in the chops as he slid into home plate. Oh, my. Another error.
So the catcher doesn't back up right there, Beckman, because he's manning his post at home. And now normally the catcher would go and say, Reed, you cover home. So the first baseman, Lanko, dives for the errant throw from Orth, and he's just laying on the ground, and the ball's sitting by the dugout. Brian's already at second. He goes to third and says, what the heck? I'll see if I can score, and he does. And then the Brewers catch a break by the ball hitting Schlungen in the face on a ricochet. Otherwise, Leeser's walking home, and he come all the way around to score on the Little League home run.
So Orth gets the air.
Yeah.
But what preceded that is that Brian Schlungen got such a good jump at first base that Derek Orth thought he had a play at second, and he pumped, and he could not make the decent throw to first. Here's Brady Goble with another base runner. That's Kyle Leeser over at third base. Yeah, after all of that, Kyle ends up on third yet. Two runs in the 10th inning here for the Martins. Couple errors in the inning. The kick, the pitch.
You got a couple errors?
Well, I had an error by Beckman, the catcher, that he threw over the first baseman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then Orth's error, We got two errors in the inning here alone, three in the game.
This all started with a 45-foot handle shot that Funnenstein decided to go with the bare hand instead of the glove.
Brady Goble was looking to bunt there on 1-1. Pitch caught by Beckman. And the count now, 2-1. 10th inning. Just craziness here at El Rosa for St. Martin. Brady Goble bunting on 2-1, and he fouls it off. Just a safety squeeze, I think. And 2-2.
Carl hitting his squeeze quota for the evening. Who had Carl with his second squeeze on their bingo card. You can now dob that space.
2-2. 1 out yet for the Martins. 2 runs in.
Seen them do it with 2 strikes before, too.
Got to have a lot of confidence in your batter. On deck for the Martins, Tanner Arsenal. Swing and a miss. Brady Goble goes down on strikes.
4th strikeout for Brady Goble as That's three, yeah. Fourth strikeout for Brady Goble. He was looking back as he'll be having nightmares about Reed Funnenstein.
That's 16 strikeouts for Funnenstein, Kirby.
I got, yeah, so it was 15 on the one on Schlungen, and that was the 16th for out number two.
16 strikeouts, and you're trailing 3-1 here in the 10th inning.
16 strikeouts and four hits.
Yeah. And pitch two, Tanner.
On the strike. On the hook for the loss at the moment.
No balls, one strike. Arsenal will take a pitch low and away and 1-1.
7-8-9 due up for the beer makers in the bottom of the 10th as well.
Reed Funnenstein. Ready on the mound. Here comes that 1-1 pitch. And fouled off over by the third base dugout. And the count 1-2. Yeah, you look at all the different emotions going in. I mean, the Martins rolling along. They got that 1-0 lead. The Brewers get that run in the eighth inning to tie things up. And all of a sudden, that whole momentum switched. It really did. But a scoreless ninth, and then the Martins taking advantage of a few Brewer errors.
This is one of the weirder tenths I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, to say that this game is going to be decided on a strikeout being thrown away, of third baseman bobbling a ball, then throwing it past the first baseman with no one backing him up, and the first baseman not retrieving the ball.
Arsenal swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the 10th inning. Funnenstein gets strikeout number 17. The Martins score two runs here in the inning on just one hit. There were two errors and one man left on base. We head to the bottom of the 10th inning. St. Martin with a 3-1 lead. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Brandon Stang Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stang Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Three to one, bottom of the 10th inning, Luxembourg. Their last chance is here against the Martins, Kirby.
Randy, that was OMC's How Bizarre. Fitting, right?
Isn't it, though? Unreal. Yeah, how bizarre that top of the 10th inning. Brady Kenning, Luke Schmidt, and Connor Clark, the scheduled hitters against Scott Leeser. First pitch is a strike and 0-1. Leeser in line to pick up the win here for the Martins. And the kick to pitch. That bounces away from Zach Moritz and 1-1.
So the 10th for the Martins. They go ground out, a little jam shot by Moritz that Funnenstein unable to field. We gave him an infield single, a strikeout, and a throwing error after a stolen base that got a run across, two runs across, excuse me, and then Leeser reaching on an error, getting another run. I mean, just
crazy
can't
stuff.
Can't make it up.
Nope, here's Kenning swinging and missing. He's out on strikes. So Scott Leeser getting a strikeout here in the 10th inning. His second, or actually make it third strikeout. It's coming on in relief of Ben Schrader. That'll bring Schmidt to the plate. Luke, DH tonight, 0-3. The pitch from Scott Leeser. Strike called and 0-1. Again, the winner of this ball game has punched a ticket to this year's state tournament in Faribault, Dundas, and Meesville. Pitch a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Leeser ready on the mound. And he comes home. Fouled back and out of play in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Leeser works from the stretch. And his pitch is fouled again, out of play. Count one ball, two strikes yet.
Loser, this one gets the Watkins New Munich winner for a chance at state. So some tough sledding here.
Absolutely.
No free lunch.
Swing and a miss. Schmidt swinging over the top of that pitch. And the fourth strikeout for Scott Leeser. His time on the mound. And the Brewers' last hope, Connor Clark's bat. Clark so far tonight, 0-2, hit by a pitch. And Scott Leeser delivers. Clark, a ground ball back to Leeser on the mound. Scott will flip it to Brady Goebel, and that's a victory for the St. Martin Martins. As Leeser comes in and shuts down the Brewers in the 10th. Your final score tonight, it was St. Martin 3, Luxembourg 1. Kirby Hamish and I will be back in 1 minute to wrap this one up from El Rosa.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
James?
Welcome back to El Rosa. Our night game here in El Rosa on a Saturday evening has gone final. With St. Martin with the victory tonight over the Luxembourg Brewers in 10 innings, 3-1, three runs, four hits, and an error for the Martins. They left eight, one run, four hits, three errors for the Brewers. They left five. The winning pitcher tonight, Scott Leeser. He's on in relief of Ben Schrader, who goes the first 7 2/3 innings. Leeser on in the eighth inning at the final out in that eighth inning. Reed Funnenstein goes all 10, taking the loss tonight for the Luxembourg Brewers. 17 strikeouts for Funnenstein and that loss.
He lost that game. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. That 10th again, Moritz with an infield chunk single. A strikeout to Brian Schlungen after Moritz stole. The ball gets away, thrown into right field. Moritz comes across the score, what turned out to be the winning run. Kyle Leeser comes up, bounces out to the third baseman, Derek Orth, but Orth bobbled, and with Schlungen running, Randy, Orth decides, I'm coming across the diamond instead of going to second after the bobble. He throws it away. The first baseman dives for it. No one's there backing him up, and Schlungen decides to come all the way.
Yeah.
He gets third, and he goes all the way to come across to score, and Leeser would have, again, got the Little League home run if that ball didn't hit Brian in the face, because that ball would have ended up near the Martin dugout, if not in the Martin dugout.
Right, and Kyle would have tried to score.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah,
exactly. Kyle Leeser, he's going to give it a shot.
Yeah, so like a bizarre end to our game, like Kirby Hemmich said earlier, 3-1 your final tonight. Kirby, I know we've got a short night ahead of us here, and we've got games tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Richmond and El Rosa. Another state tournament on the line tomorrow. So it'll be a good game between the Royals and the Saints.
And St. Martin, congratulations, by the way. I mean, they got it through. But I have the number here. That is the 15th state tournament appearance for St. Martin, Randy. That's pretty impressive.
Absolutely, it is. Luxembourg, they dropped down now. They were the loser of this game five, so they're going to take on, like Kirby said, the winner of Watkins and Spring Hill. That'll happen next week, Saturday. Next week, Saturday at 12 noon. Martins, they'll be playing the winner of Richmond El Rosa at 7:30. Next Friday night, we'll be up here to cover that ball game. We want to thank our Region 15 C sponsors, Kirby. They played a huge part in our broadcast today, and the folks over at Meyer Grove, folks here in El Rosa.
Yeah. You got a cap to give away too, yet?
I got a cap to give away. Yeah, and you and I, when you brought this name up, I said absolutely.
It was like a no doubt to me, and I still think that the guy, I don't know, Leeser gave up that run in the eighth.
Well, he gave up the hit. It was Ben's run.
He gave up the hit, but he also allowed the guy to steal off him to get to second base.
True.
But the guy got on base due to Ben, so it would be Ben's run.
Yeah.
I would have stuck with Benny. Doesn't matter.
Nope.
I'm calling the game. Someday Carl's up here. Maybe I'll manage the Martins. We'll see if that bizarre world will happen. But Ben Trader, our chasm cap of the game, he was
absolutely
lights out today.
Ben was lights out as he gave up just the two hits to the Luxembourg Brewers tonight. So congratulations, Ben. Going to get your very own coveted chasm cap. All right, let's wrap her up, Kirby. Baseball brought to you by Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Richmond and Albany A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Wade Park, White Clover Farms over by Painesville, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and the Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, Columbia Gear, St. Martin National Bank, El Rosa Lumber, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, the Greenwald Pub, the Freeport State Bank, Buyer Built, Belgrade, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. Thank you to those folks. Thank you to Scott Stevens for manning the board all day at Chasm. Scott has recorded those games, and Kirby will download those games sometime early next week, so we'll follow that on our Chasm website.
Kirby, you got a blue can in there?
That'll do it from El Rosa. Your final score again tonight, 3-1. St. Martin over Luxembourg in 10. We will send it back to our studios. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Kirby. Thank you, Gumby. Have a good night, everyone.